Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe in Duluth and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Coming up Tuesday, April 26th, the Duluth Art Institute hosts the local annual Empty Bowl. Empty Bowl is an international grassroots effort to fight hunger. Basically, potters and craftspeople donate their handcrafted bowls, and you are invited to a simple meal of soup and bread. In exchange for a cash donation, you are asked to keep a bowl as a reminder for all the empty bowls in the world. Local potter Dave Linus spoke with us about Empty Bowl.
My name's Dave Linus, and my medium is clay, and I've been a studio manager at the Duluth Art Institute for quite a while now.
You've also been involved in Empty Bowl for quite a while.
Yeah, since it started, I've really enjoyed the work that I've been able to do with the Empty Bowl project. It's very gratifying. Empty Bowl, the concept is potters and community members and students at schools make bowls, and they donate their makings to the Empty Bowl project, and then we put on a soup dinner down at the depot, and people come and choose their bowl and buy it for $15 and have it filled with great soups that are donated by our local restaurants and cafes and coffee houses, and they eat bread baked by our local bakers and like down at the Amazing Grace, and all of the different places donate their products. Alakef Coffee is usually donating, and it's just on and on with community support. And people have a great time and get to take a handmade bowl back home with them. It sort of plants a seed in their house if they aren't familiar with handmade ceramics. Why, over the years, they can become so by participation in Empty Bowl.
Because the proceeds go to
the Northern Lakes Food Bank. And that distributes food in our region all around here. That's mainly their purpose, is to get this food out to people. So they have big delivery trucks, and they repackage donations of foods and shoot it all around our region to help us all out. Those that are hungry are less so, thanks to the food bank.
Tell us just a little bit about your personal work.
Well, I guess at this point I could probably go on just making bowls for the rest of my pottery career, because people like them and have bought them over the years for Empty Bowl. But I really like to do all sorts of things. I like making clay musical instruments, and I like painting on rather wide open platter-like dishes or bowls, serving dishes, I guess you'd call them.
Well, just a little bit more about the Empty Bowl. What do you expect from this year? Is anything different from past years, or just it gets bigger and bigger?
And we usually produce about 1,500 bowls in all for the event, and sell most of them out. It's quite an event and very beneficial for the entire community. It's really overwhelming to see the community come in. It's really sort of like seagulls after French fries down on Park Point. They just swarm the place and get all these great bowls. And I haven't talked about the Sea of Bowls. That happens on Monday night, the night before the main event. And that's more like an art opening with wine and cheese and a chance to see the silent auction pieces, which is another arm of this whole project. The best bowls of all go into a silent auction and are offered at whatever people will bid on them. You get a chance then to really see them all before this swarm of seagulls comes and snatches them all away, because they're all spread out in one big room, the big room at the depot, the Great Hall. And it's just amazing. It's like the best ceramics show on our continent, at least for that period of time. It's just amazing to see all of those bowls.
Empty Bowl is Tuesday, April 26th in Depot's Great Hall. You can get tickets in advance or the T-shirt. More information at northernlakesfoodbank.org. Find links and information at KUMD.org as well. Radio Gallery is produced by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton. Music by Willie Murphy, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. More information on Empty Bowl at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts. This is Radio Gallery. I'm Maya Morton.